Namaskar. So find a seated position on your mat that is comfortable for you. Have the sits bones squared off into the earth. Work on getting the spine nice and tall. Draw the shoulders up and back. Level off the chin and draw it back towards you a bit. And just become one perfectly seated human being under the great sky. You close the eyes. You draw the breath in through the nasal passages. And you exhale out through the nasal passages as well. So you're continuing your breathing. And you'll draw the breath on the inhale, take it all the way down into the low belly, letting the lungs expand into the lower abdominal region. And then on the exhale, you draw the navel in towards the spine. And I'll just give you a few moments here to repeat that cycle of breath, to draw the breath all the way down into the belly, and to release it out. You're going at your own pace. During this process, you try and keep the shoulders and the sternum immobile. So it's just the air coming in through the nasal passages and down to the low belly, and ultimately out. And after that physical process has become routine, then focus on the psychic sphere. The mind should be quiet, still, relaxed, coming to a more sentient, delicate, and subtle space. On the next inhalation, gently draw those palms together at the heart, capturing the essence of the moment, breathing easily, just being perfectly still, focused, and centered. Gently relax the hands by the sides and slowly draw the feet forward into a diamond shape, and you come down into oyster pose. So the hands are underneath, the forearms come underneath the calves, and the hands can either be placed around the sides of the feet or the palms can be into the earth. So the soles of the feet are touching, and you're just leaning forward, letting that back stretch out, and you'll drop the face towards the earth and let all the facial features relax. And slowly on the next inhalation, you withdraw yourself up out of oyster pose, withdrawing the forearms and torso up. Good. And then draw those legs back into a comfortable seated cross-legged position. And we'll draw those palms, those hands back behind us. So both palms are placed behind the torso, palms down, fingers away, and then just press through the palms, lift up through the torso and sternum, and project the heart up into the sky, giving yourself a slight back bend, and the eyes are up as well. And then easily come on down out of that to a neutral space. Good. And then draw the arms out into pyramidal form. So the arms out by the sides at a 45 degree angle. And let's inhale that left arm all the way up to the sky and exhale it over to the right side. So you get a nice side bend going. And you inhale back up tall with it and drop that left hand back down by the side. Inhale, taking that right arm up to the sky. Exhale into your side bend. All the air expelled as you're leaning to the left side. And inhale up tall, dropping that hand down. And let's extend those legs all the way out across the earth. So now the legs straight out across your yoga mat. Good. And let's place the hands on either sides of the hips. So palms are down, fingers out towards the ankles or so. And you press through the palms, pull the navel in, and maximize the length of the spine, coming into Dandasana, or a seated perfect stance. Good. And then inhale, bring the arms up, straight up to the sky. Palms are facing one another. Your chin is level. You're still looking across the earth, across your mat. And you're just getting that spine perfectly rising up out of the earth, perpendicular to the mat. And on the exhale, just ease on forward, and you start to roll the spine, come into a seated forward fold. Now this is our first one of the day, so you just take it nice and slow. Here the idea is to press the backs of the legs into the earth, to come down into your fold, and you're hinging through the hips. And as those hamstrings and calves start to stretch, and then you can maybe reach forward. Maybe your hands are touching to the thighs. Maybe you're touching to the knees. Maybe you're touching to the ankles or the toes. But you're here, you're breathing. You're just creating a little space, a little length. Good. You're continuing to press the backs of the legs into the earth, heels out, toes back towards you. And then on the next inhalation, inhale, bring the torso way up to the sky so the body's back into that Dandasana. You can have the arms straight to the sky and ultimately hands back around by the sides. Good. That's it. Now let's take the left foot flush all the way up to the inside of the right thigh. So the right leg straight across the mat, the left foot's flush to the inside of the left thigh, to the right thigh, and draw the hands to the heart. So that left knee's down to the outside. We're going to do a twist to the left side. So inhale, hands to heart, and exhale, right hand to the outside of the left knee, left hand behind, and you twist around to your left side. Now you want to keep that spine tall, shoulders level, vision out towards the left shoulder as you look back, and you're just breathing comfortably in your twist here. And then slowly inhale out of your twist, and now that left foot, we're going to place it on top of the right thigh. Bend the right knee, place the hands back behind you. And we just get that nice deep glute stretch. So the left ankle is perched on the right thigh, the right knee's bent, the sole of the right foot's into the earth, and both hands are behind you, palms down, fingers away, and you're guiding that heart forward, you're lifting to the crown, and you're getting that good deep glute stretch into that small deep piriformis muscle. And you're just breathing comfortably here in your stance. Good. You might rock it side to side. Just give it some time to stretch out. Stretching the glute is so important because it's connected right down into the hamstrings and the back muscles, and it's really important. And then gently relax out of it, letting that right leg go out across the earth again. And we're still working with that same left foot. You're going to take your right hand to the outside of the left foot and extend that left leg out over the top. It's going diagonally across the right leg, and you inhale the left arm to the sky and look back towards the left thumb. So now you're in a twist. Your right leg is straight out across the earth. Your right hand is holding on to that left foot, and that left foot is trying to extend out over that right leg as best it can. Now maybe the left knee is a little bit bent, or maybe the left leg can fully extend out at that diagonal. And your vision is back towards that left thumb as you're breathing comfortably and you're lifting to the crown, engaging the core. Remember, with twists, the breath just continues to flow. And then gently inhale, come on back around out of it. Get the feet into a diamond shape, soles of the feet touching, drop down into your oyster pose, hands around the underneath the calves, around the sides of the feet. Good. Just a little reprieve here, and then slowly inhale, withdraw, coming up out of it. Let that left leg go all the way out. Right foot flush to the right, inside the left thigh. We're going to get that twist into the right side. So that right knee's dropped to the earth as best as you're able. Draw the hands to heart center, deep inhalation. And on the exhale, left hand to the outside of the right knee, and right hand back behind the back. And you're lifting up to the crown, you're looking over the right shoulder, back, you're in your breath, you're in your twist, and the breath is flowing. So just how we started the other side. So breathing comfortably in your twist. And then inhale, come back around out of it. Perch that right ankle on the left thigh. Bending that left knee, left foot, sole of the left foot into the earth, hands back behind, palms down, fingers away, and you're drawing that heart forward. So it's that deep glute stretch, and we're sitting here, we're breathing. Good. Kind of does the same type of stretch that our pigeon pose does, which is not included in this practice, so we want to get this good deep stretch here in this stretch. Good, so you're lifting to the crown, you might rock side to side. And then gently let that left leg go all the way out. Take your left hand to the outside of the right foot and slowly lift that right leg up in a diagonal across the left leg. So you're coming up at an angle into the air, and maybe the right leg fully extends or maybe that knee slightly bent. And then you'll lift the inhale, the right arm to the sky, and twist back around to that right side, looking over the right shoulder towards the right thumb. So you're getting a nice, good twist. You're breathing comfortably. Spine is nice and tall. And then inhale out of it. Undo, relax. Good. And then let's work in towards table position. So here you're going to be on all fours. Maybe you're using a little cushion below the knees, or maybe your yoga mat's just fine for that. See how it suits you. And table, the arms are shoulder width apart, knees are hip width apart, flat back, neutral spine, navel's high without rounding the back, and just wrap the muscles around the rib cage. Get a good space here, a good strong stance. Identify the right arm and left leg. Inhale, right arm forward, left leg back. Eyes are down, crown is forward. Just getting nice extension here. This type of thing helps relieve some symptoms of sciatica. It kind of lets that whole leg system extend back, and it's in a nice neutral spine position. And then you're going to bring your right hand back around and reach for that left foot as that left knee bends. So you bend the left knee, catching that left foot behind you, coming into Uttanasana. You lift up through the crown, eyes up to the sky as best you can. And some of you may not be able to catch that left ankle, but you do the best you can. And then inhale forward and back into your balancing table. So the right arm is out forward in front, left leg is back. And then we'll drop that right forearm into the earth. We'll use that, and we'll stack that left leg on top. So you stack that left hip on top of the right. And you start to look towards that left side. If your left hand's in front of the sternum to start, and maybe you're able to get that left arm way up into the sky. So you're balancing on your right forearm, your right knee, and your left leg is nice and stacked and straight. You're pushing out to the sole of the foot, just getting that hip open. And then bring the left palm back into the earth, get back onto the right palm, you're into table. Big toes together, knees out wide, V, wide angle child's pose. Good, let's get going on the other side here. So you come out of child up into table. Neutral spine, flat back, be focused in it. And then you'll identify your left arm and right leg. Inhale, left arm forward, right leg back. Hold that balancing table. You just want to create length out through the back of that right heel and through the left arm. Eyes down, crown forward. And then you'll scoop that left hand around, bending the right knee, and you're heat-seeking, trying to find that right foot back behind you, catching that right ankle or foot, and into Uttanasana. Inhale, eyes up. Open that spine a bit. Good. And then back out into your balancing table, left arm forward, right leg back. Good. Continue to breathe. Establish. And then you drop that left forearm into the earth. Your right hand is there for stability. Bring the right leg back. Stack that hip. And then as your balance allows, bring that right arm up to the sky as you look towards that right side. So you're nicely in a side balance. And you're getting that right hip nice and stacked. So the right toes are facing out towards the right side of the room. Good. Right hand back down to the hip. Palm into the earth, into table. And this time, how about a nice rise into your downward facing dog. Get on up into down dog. And just take it as a whole body stretch. So you're into that inverted V on your mat. You're trying to get the heels down into the earth. You are lengthening out through the spine, ears between the elbows. You're letting the palms spread. Maybe you're coming up into the onto the ball of the feet. Maybe you're lifting one leg to the sky or the other leg to the sky. You have some options here. You know, just kind of feel it out. See what's a good way for you to practice your downward facing dog. You just want to get the whole body engaged. Good. And then you take it down into table and any variation of child's pose that you'd like to do. Up into table, take the left foot forward between the two hands, and we're coming into mini Parshvottanasana or mini pyramid. So just you want to fold over that left thigh. So straighten that left leg, fold over that left thigh. Now some of you can reach the ground and you use your hands on the earth, or you can clasp your hands on the femur bone of the left leg and use that for your support. But basically, your heel out, toes are back, your hips are above the right knee, so you're not way back in it. It's the right thigh is perpendicular to the earth. You're folding over that left leg into your mini pyramid pose. Good. Crown is towards the toes, eyes are towards the shin or thereabouts. And then we're moving into a low lunge. Slowly relax, bend that left knee, get that left knee over the left ankle, and inhale the torso up and arms up to the sky. So it's just getting it, opening up through the hip flexor, chin is level. Good. You're breathing. And then angle forward 45 degrees and draw those arms back past the hips. So the arms are now flared out away from the hips. Palms are open, fingers away. And then inhale the arms back up into the sky into your traditional low lunge as you had it. And then palms down, straddling that left foot, and come back into mini pyramid. Draw those hips back, lengthen that left leg. Folding there. Good. Let's get that good hamstring stretch. And then ease forward out of it. Come into table. Now you have a couple quick seconds here. You want to drop into child, you can. You want to rise up into your downward dog. See what suits you. And then let's take it in on the other side. So mini Parshvottanasana on the other side. Right foot forward between the two hands from your table position. So right foot's forward. And then fold over that right thigh. You can anchor those hands straddling that right foot. You can straddle the... You can have both hands clasped on the right femur bone. So you're just folding over that right leg and your hips are above the left knee. Good. Just kind of let that leg stretch and lengthen. And then slowly you'll bring those hips forward, front knee over the ankle, rise up into a low lunge, arms to the sky. Good. Heart is forward. And then angle forward 45 degrees, swing the arms back, flare those arms out away from the hips. So the palms are out away from the hips, palms are facing towards the earth. You just get it. Your shoulder blades kind of creep in towards the spine to open up through the heart. And then inhale, bring those arms way up into the sky. Good. And come on down, straddle that front foot, and then ease back into your mini Parshvottanasana on that right side. So your mini pyramid pose, you lengthen that front leg. That left knee's back as far as it can. Yeah, that's it. And you work through that hamstring on the right side. Good. That's it. And then when you would like, you just inhale, come on forward, out of it into table, and retreat back into some variation of child's pose. Maybe wide angle child with the big toes together, knees out wide, and heart towards the earth, or any other version of child's pose that you'd like to do. And from here, we're going to transition up into downward dog and get some standing poses in. So rise up into your downward dog. Good. So you just feel that out. And we're going to do an extended series guiding with the left leg to start. So inhale, bring that left leg way up into the sky. Or ultimately, we're going to have that left foot forward between the two hands. So if you need to drop into table and bring the left foot forward, that's fine. Or you can swing that left leg right into it. And we're moving up into Virabhadrasana 1 or Warrior 1. So now your left knee's over the ankle and your torso's up to the sky. You lift on up and you have the arms straight up to the sky. So you're into Virabhadrasana 1. Remember, with this pose, the heart and hips are squared off to the front edge of the mat. The left knee is nicely stacked over that ankle, and the back right foot's probably angled at about a 45 degree angle forward so that you've got a nice clean stance. And just fix your vision at one spot. You're breathing, it's got a slight back bend, you got a good hip and glute opener, nice and strong, keeping the arms straight up to the sky, chin level. And we're going to take this into extended side angle. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to angle forward 45 degrees. Drop that left forearm onto left thigh. Turn your torso to the right side. And your right arm's over the right ear angled out at 45 degrees. So you have a nice line from that right heel all the way along the right side of the body up to those right fingertips. Your heart's projected to the right side of the room. You're breathing comfortably. Good. You can see that left knee is beautifully stacked over that left ankle. And we're going to reverse this back into Virabhadrasana 2 or Warrior 2 reverse. So float that right arm all the way back and land it back onto the right, back right leg and bring that left arm way up into the sky. So it's a nice clean flow. That left knee is still over the ankle. Try not to let that left knee fall into center. Guide that left knee towards the little toe. And at this point, your back foot, your right foot, maybe opened a little more, facing directly to the side of the room. So you got your hips nice and low. You're looking up towards your left fingertips, which are reaching back overhead. Good. Then lengthen that front leg. So you're just reaching all the way up to the sky. That left leg is now lengthened. And we're going to transition into triangle. Level off the arms. shift the spine towards those left toes and drop the left hand down to the shin, right arm to the sky. And your heart is projected to the right side of the room now. So the front leg is lengthened, that left leg's lengthened. And you try and keep that right hip and shoulder back. You can have your vision up to the right thumb. You can look across the earth. The right arm can go way up to the sky, or it can come around the back to the opposite hip, to the left hip. You see what suits you. Main thing is to project that heart to the right side of the room and lengthen the breath and just deepen into your pose. Good. Now we're going to slide up out of it. Inhale, come on up out of it. And now your torso is upright. Turn all 10 toes to the right side of the room. And bring your hands onto the hips and get a nice flat back. So now you're in a wide angle fold, except your spine is parallel to the earth. And we're going to get a little twist in here. We're going to take the right hand around the back to the left hip and the left hand to the outside of the right thigh. Draw the right shoulder blade towards the spine and twist that spine. And the torso is not shifting to the right side. It's revolved. The spine is revolved, but the crown is going to the right side of the room. It's not shifting. It's in between. It's just straight out across. Good. Inhale out of that twist and then relax the hands to the earth. So now you're in a typical wide angle fold facing to the right side. And that's the end of this little sequence here. But we need to escape. And how we're going to escape is you're going to turn the left foot, you're going to release the hip, left knee, left toes to the front edge of the mat, walk the torso around. So you're just walking around to the front edge of the mat, to your left side. And then step back into downward dog. I think you got that. Good. And then we're just going to enter this whole series on the other side. So however you need to come into your warrior one, either drop the left knee and step the right foot forward, or bring that right leg way up into the sky in your downward dog and swing that right leg. But you're going to step that right foot forward between the two hands, bring the torso up, and you're up into Virabhadrasana one, warrior one. So you just get a nice, good heart opener. You're breathing. That back leg, that left leg's angled at about 45 degrees. Vision is straight on. If you like the vision to the sky, that's all right. Otherwise, chin is level. Keep that right knee over the ankle. Good. And then we're going to move on in our sequence. Come on forward 45 degrees. Take the right forearm down to the right thigh. Move into extended side angle. Left arm's over at 45 degrees. And you might open up that left toe a little bit, you see. Get comfortable with it. So now you're right. You have a bird's eye view. That right knee's over the ankle. Your heart is projected to the left side of the room. You're breathing. Arms at 45 degrees. Good. Continue to just soak up your stance. And then we got that big journey back to reverse warrior two. Keep the lower limbs as is. Swing that left arm all the way back and back down, and the right arm comes way up to the sky, and your vision's up towards that right thumb. Remember to keep those hips low. Don't let that right knee encroach into the center. Keep it towards that little toe. Use that long inner thigh muscle to guide that knee to the right side. And then we lengthen that right leg, reach all the way up to the stars, reach high up to the sky. And we're going to transition to triangle, level off the arms, and have the left toes facing the left side of the room. And that right leg is lengthened, and you shift your whole spine. So you reach that right arm as far out as you can, parallel to the earth, out past the right toes, and then drop down into your triangle pose. So it's side bend. The right hand's now on the shin or down to the earth. Left arm to the sky. But remember, you don't want to sacrifice, you don't want to compromise your pose by letting that left hip and left shoulder blade roll forward. Make sure you've got a nice, clean opening across the whole sternum and heart. And then if you like, the left hand can come around the back to the right hip, or the left arm can be up to the sky. You see what's suitable for you. And just taking in the sights of your triangle, getting that nice deep inner thigh stretch, keeping the legs lengthened, the hips high, heart projected to the left side of the room. Good, and then gently on your inhale, you slide up out of it, your torso's all the way up, bring all 10 toes to the left side of the room, hands to the hips, flat back, lengthen out across the earth, eyes down, crown forward. And we're just going to get that twist in. Left hand around the back to the right hip, and right hand to the outside of the left thigh, revolves to that left side. So left shoulder blade towards the spine, crown going to the left side of the room. Good, continue to breathe in that revolved pose. Inhale out of it, drop the hands down into a standard wide angle fold. And then like we did the first time, we're going to turn to the front edge of the mat. So release to the hip, turn the right foot, walk your hands around to the front edge of the mat, and then step back into downward facing dog. And here, this is our last time in down dog, so any variations you want to get in while you're in your downward dog, feel free. And then from downward dog, we're going to come into plank. Hold for a breath or so. Drop down into dolphin plank on the forearms. And you squeeze every bone of the body. And you can hold this for a while, or if you just want to lower those hips into the earth and come into cobra position, that's fine. Sphinx posture, sorry about that. So we're going to be in Sphinx here. If you haven't transitioned, you'll be there now. Your forearms are into the earth, your chin is level, and just getting that nice back bend into the mat. So your legs are back, and you're getting that opening the low spine. And you just propped up. The torso's propped up on the forearms. Palms down into the earth. Try and create space between the shoulders and the bottom of the ears. You don't want to sink into the collar system. You want to rise up to the crown of the head. Chin is level. And you're here in this back bend for just breathing easy, comfortably. And then slowly lower yourself down, cross the wrists, bend the knees, soles of the feet to the sky. And go ahead, just stretch out those quads, just massage those quads by swaying or circling the feet. The forehead is into the wrists, you just down into the mat. And you sway those feet, you circle anything that seems comfortable for you to relax the hips, to stretch quads, getting out to that IT band. And then let the legs go back into the earth. Take the hands on either sides of the sternum. And we're going to get two rises into cobra pose. Secure the hips into the earth, hands on either sides of the sternum, and inhale up, come on up. Retain the breath. We're going to be here for an 8 count or so. Retain the breath. You can get the chin to the sky or look across the earth. And when you're ready, exhale back down. And let's bring the arms back, let the shoulders roll into the earth, bring the vision to the left side. So your right cheek's into the mat. And then at some point you turn the head the other way, left cheek. Good. So you just relax through the shoulders. Just kind of divide the time evenly between. If you get an extra turn, again you bring the head to the left side. And back to the right side. Whatever feels right for you, just to stretch that neck a little bit. And then when you're done with that little neck series, you bring the chin back into the earth, hands on either sides of the sternum, and scoop up into your cobra. And this time when we come out of cobra, we'll go to child. So we're up, we're breathing, we're retaining the breath. And then when you're ready to exhale, you come back into child, round out that spine. Okay, it's a time to relax, to let the brain be super calm and steady. And we'll come up out of child's pose. And now let's work into a supine position for some final poses as we just lie back onto the mat. So let your body be fully lengthened. You're lying on the back, legs out across the earth, and okay, just in a supine place here. And we might just do some gentle stuff to close out. If you want to add anything onto it, you can. But to start, let's bring those knees over the navel, hands around the shins, and just kind of circle those knees, orbit those knees over the low back, relax that low back into the mat. If you want to pull those knees out wide, rock side to side. Good. Whatever seems soothing and comfortable for you. And then land those feet down into the earth, soles of the feet down the mat, knees bent, knees stacked over the ankles, and the hands are by the sides, and press with those feet and raise those hips up. So now we're coming into Setu Bandhasana, or bound bridge position. The knees are stacked over the ankles, you're squeezing the femur bones, you're drawing the shoulder blades in towards the spine, creating a tubular effect through that spinal system. And just get that inversion. The hips are above the heart. And then go ahead, slowly lower those hips down into the earth. Bring the knees over the navel, hands around the shins, head up to the knees, all the air expelled into a Utsap Mudra. So it's a nice tight ball. Cleanse and purify. And then inhale back down. Get those feet back into the earth. One more round of Setu Bandhasana. Press with the soles of the feet. Get those hips up. Shoulder blade towards the spine. Create a nice opening through that spine. Good rise. And then lower those hips down into the earth. Knees over the navel. Hands around the shins. Head up to the knees. Nice tight ball. Good, relax, release. And now I'll give you a minute or two to work into any types of other poses you'd like to do. If you'd like, sometimes we do supine twists. If you like to twist or rock or roll, or maybe you're just ready for your Shavasana. So whatever your body's calling for, whatever movements, you have a minute or so just to kind of get them in. Yeah, it's just a time to take in and see what your physical body needs, what care, movement, stretches. That's it. And then slowly we're starting to wrap this up, so you... Whatever you've been doing, just try and make sure you're even on both sides or finishing your transition nicely. And then you lie back down into the earth, into Shavasana. Arms are 5-6 inches from the hips. Palms are facing toward the sky. And this is where it all happens. We let the physical body relax into the earth, watch those muscles disengage, just become part of the mat, part of the earth, giving way to gravity. Do a quick psychic body scan to make sure those muscles are released. And then just draw the breath all the way into the center of the mind. And exhale out. Here we're just trying to expand that psychic platform to let the mind be broad, vast, expansive. So you just inhale deep within, all the way past the chitter-chatter of the mind, finding that nice pool of consciousness deep within. And exhale out. Good. And each breath is an opportunity to go a little bit deeper to a more sublime and peaceful and tranquil place. With the breath becoming more and more calm, the mind more and more introverted. Just cultivating a deep sense of peace, of connection, of linking yourself with something greater. Four more perfect respirations. Rotate the palms down into the earth, getting that tactile effect. Bending the knees, soles of the feet into the earth. One arm back overhead. And then whatever arm you extended overhead, just roll to that side, come into a lateral sideways lying position. Just perfectly calm and steady on the side. And then gently push yourself up to a seated position, coming into a cross-legged position. Hands in the lap or on the knees as you prefer, get the spine tall. And it's your time to breathe, to soak up all the beauty and shine of your practice. On the next inhalation, draw the palms together, thumbs touching to the Trikuti point, the midpoint between the eyebrows, honoring that whole inner sanctuary, that mental arena where we take shelter in. And then draw the hands down into heart center, making that link within. Internally we say, Namaskar.